From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Dead Stone by Vicki Stifel. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Emma who? 8:30 a.m., and I was running late. My pumps clacked on the asphalt, as did Penny's nails. Even on three legs, she loped ahead of me, always on guard, ever vigilant. The door to Boston's medical examiner's office swung open easily, and I barreled into a wall of wet, hot air. Crap, I said. Penny stood poised, instantly alert. It's okay, girl. Not that it was. The grief shop's air conditioner in its public areas, the Massachusetts Grief Assistance Program's offices, crime scene services offices, and the lobby, was on the fritz again. Backstage, where medical examiners slice corpses and bodies wait patiently in refrigerated rooms and techs prep the remains of loved ones, those AC units work beautifully. Since we had no AC and MGAP on this unseasonably broiling June day, I could only hope that my co-workers and counselees were in exceptionally tolerant moods. Not likely. I tossed my backpack on the sofa in my office, zipped open the top of my Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, and took a sip. I had the medical examiner's daily meeting at 9, a group of homicide family survivors at 10, and, as MGAP's leader, a never-ending pile of paperwork. "Hey, Tal," hollered Gert from the MGAP central office. "Who's been in to check the AC?" I asked. "You kidding me?" She handed me a stack of phone slips. "All from yesterday afternoon. Let's just burn them, huh? You see Kranich yet?" She nodded, her platinum bangs bouncing. "Mr. Sergeant Grouch was in early. He's got his team working on some case that's got a rod up his butt. I'd avoid him." "Will do. I'll soften him up later with a cheese pretzel." I checked my watch. "I'll be ready for the 9s."